And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're certainly glad you joined us on this bright, sunny Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Just ask everybody to take a break from their brackets for a little bit and do a little business this morning.
Yeah, we do have a really good show for you this morning. It's very good. It's going to be an educational program. Our guest is attorney Mike Shanebohm from the Shanebohm Law Firm, and we're going to be talking bankruptcy this morning. What is it? When should you use it? We're going to learn more about bankruptcy. So please stay tuned. If you have any questions for Mike, we'd be happy to take your questions on air. First, we're going to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton, who brings you Biz Talk every weekend. SCORE is a national organization with about 350 chapters. We are one of them, and our headquarters are in the Fox City's Chamber Building in Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we have about 54 mentors now, experts in their fields who are willing to provide you, the entrepreneur, or one who's looking to start a business with free mentoring assistance. Those areas of expertise include, but are not limited to, we have a couple of attorneys in the chapter, we have accountants, we have people who are used to doing production strategic planning, marketing, banking, accounting, cash flow. If you have a question about your business, how to grow your business or get going on what you do to start a business, please visit our website at www.foxcities.score.org, and you can learn more about our chapter and fill out a request for mentoring assistance right there on the computer. Hit the send button, and probably within 4 or 5 days you'll have a call from someone who wants to schedule a mentoring session with you. In addition to doing the mentoring, the SCORE chapter also is involved in a number of seminars throughout the year to help bring greater knowledge to you, the entrepreneur, for your success. Randy, what's going on? What's coming up?
Well, Tony, the next seminar that we have coming up here in the Fox Cities is going to be the Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a 5-part program. It runs a total of around 16 hours. The first class is going to be on Wednesday morning, May the 20th, and that'll be held at the Copper Rock coffee shop in downtown Appleton. It includes breakfast, the seminar, and we throw in lunch on the end of it. And the first portion of it is the basics. What's it all about to get into business, what you need to know, and what the things you should be aware of. Mm-hmm. So that'll be on the 20th of May. The next 4 weeks, we have programs on Wednesday evenings. Those are held at the chamber office, and those include on the 27th. We'll be talking about business structure, how to put your business together. June 3rd is on marketing, including all of the basics, but also going into things like social media, e-commerce, and that type of thing.
Can I tell you my tweeting joke?
Not today. Thanks.
No?
we'll keep working. Anyway, then on June 10th, we're going to have the financial package. That is all of the different documentation that
balance
you need.
Balance sheets, income statement.
Correct.
And all that good stuff. Necessary
that,
stuff.
That is very, very important, and we provide you with a CD that has all of the templates for that so that you can put your business plan together and have your financials make sense. Then on the 17th of June, that'll be the last one. That's the one that you're involved with, Tony, and that's on where do I find the money?
Right.
How do I work with my banker, traditional lending forms, as well as non-traditional, things like crowdfunding, things like the
relatives.
Relatives, or in the equity finance. Financing, right. Angel investment, that type of thing, explaining what you need to know and how to go about doing it. It's a very excellent program. Like I said, it's 5 weeks, and it's $25 for each program. You can register online at foxcities.score.org. Just go out to local programs, local seminars, and you can register for all five at once or one at a time, whichever you want to do. So excellent programs coming up.
Yeah, we've run this as a chapter now. This is probably, what, the 8th time, 10th time?
Not that many. I think I'm up to 5.
Well, we've done this for several years now.
Yes, yeah.
So it's a good program, and we bring in entrepreneurs who are in the room. We also bring in some of our mentors to
Correct.
Network.
Correct.
So not only do the people who are attending gain the benefit of the knowledge from the sessions, but they network with people.
Right. And we also bring in experts, bankers. We also bring in an attorney. We bring in resource people who can talk to you about the subject as well. So it isn't just one speaker. You get a combination at every one of the sessions.
Yep. We like to think that we're not only disseminating a lot of knowledge and information, but we're showing people how to use it and how to apply it to their business situation.
Right.
So we do a lot of custom question answering, too.
Right.
So, again, you can learn about the Simple Steps program on the website, foxcities.score.org. Please go out and visit that. And we'd also like to say that if you're interested in becoming a mentor, if someone is listening and they'd like to start giving back and helping the business community and our Fox Valley area from here down to Fond du Lac, go to the website and check it out and give us a call at 734-7101. That's the chamber number, 734-7101. Or you can indicate that on the website at foxcities.score.org. With that, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. We have sponsors who bring this show to you each weekend, and we appreciate their support for our SCORE chapter and for BizTalk. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs. We also have Epiphany Law, a business law boutique, as a sponsor of our program. Want to thank Bank First National for being a sponsor of our program, BizTalk. Also want to say a special thank you to Mike Pulvermacher and his team at eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who built our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you haven't heard the show or you missed a show or something, you want to go back and listen to it, we archive our programs, probably 4 years worth now, at biztalkwithscore.com. So you can go back and look for that speaker that you missed and listen to the program.
Or even if you're out of town or something and want to pick up the program, you can do it. It is streams live on the website as well.
Yep, whby.com. And finally, we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business or if you're going into business, you really should subscribe to the Business News. For $20 a year, you're going to pick up a lot of helpful information of what's going on in the business community that will help you succeed. And it'll provide you with a lot of leads for customers, the Business News. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to meet Mike Shainbohm, attorney Mike Shainbohm. We're going to be talking about bankruptcy this morning, so stay tuned. We'll give out the phone numbers. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox you'll find a full line of business services. From great rates on business loans, to affordable savings, checking, and merchant accounts, to direct deposit and automatic payments, we're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
And good morning and welcome back to BizTalk. Tony Bush here with Randy Melzer. Our guest this morning is attorney Mike Shainbohm of Shainbohm Law. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tony.
Really glad you could make it this morning. We gave you plenty of notice for the program. It's good to see you were here promptly this morning.
Well, thank you, sir.
Actually, Mike just got a call last night and he agreed to come in this morning, so I really appreciate the fill-in.
I'm glad to be here. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a great program, and we're going to give out the phone numbers in a moment for you to give Mike a call and ask a question about bankruptcy. It's a reality out there in the world. But first, we want to hear about Mike and what his law practice is. Tell us about yourself, Mike, and what does your law firm do? And you have a brother also in law.
That's right. And again, thank you for letting me be here today to
You're
talk
welcome.
With you and share with you. I'm a longtime Fox Valley resident. My law firm is called Shane Bohm Law, and we're located on Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. And we are a small law practice. It's myself and my brother Richard. And I've been in practice for roughly 32 years. And the majority of that time, I have been dedicated to helping people. And that's been primarily in the bankruptcy law practice. My brother Richard has, over the years, assisted me with the bankruptcy practice because it has highs and lows, and during high volume times he would certainly pitch in and help me out. But his area of expertise is adoption, surrogacy work, and he does a little general practice, but primarily with an emphasis on adoption, which he's done for many years and really enjoys. He is working more on a part-time basis at this point because he is my senior.
He's a little older.
He's a little older. But I'm very active in the bankruptcy practice, and that's what I do.
Do you specialize in or do both individual bankruptcy as well as business bankruptcy?
I do. I would say two-thirds of my practice is consumer bankruptcy, where I'm helping individuals or couples.
Okay. And how long have you been in this specialty, this area?
Oh, 30 years.
30 years?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a very strong background, a lot of experience.
I do. I was drawn to it with my desire to help people. I'm a problem solver, and I like to help people. And certainly people in the throes of financial difficulty are really at one of the most difficult points in their life. And I've always enjoyed coming alongside those people and helping them through that process.
Okay.
I know on your website, Mike, it mentions that your heart's in this, in what you do. You're doing it with a passion. And it says on your website that you're also a family man with three grown children. And you respect that sensitivity for other families going through this.
I do, Tony.
You know, that comes through in the work I do with you.
Yeah. Family is the most important thing to me, always has been. And I recognize family as the center of my clients' lives, and I want to try and do everything I can to help them protect their family.
I think one of the things you also emphasize to your clients or prospective clients is when people come to you and they're thinking, geez, I have to file bankruptcy, it's a very emotional time. There's pride involved. But you do something extra to make them understand that the light at the end of the tunnel is not a train. It's basically a new beginning.
That's right. There's not just hopelessness at the end of this process. There's a lot of light, and it is a new beginning. And I have to help people and guide them and coach them to understand that life will go on.
Yes.
And life can be very, very good and very positive after going through something as difficult as bankruptcy.
Yeah, it can be very traumatic. And the people going through it often say, how did this happen to me? I never saw this coming. And they don't want to admit that that it might be an option for them. So
yes.
It's good.
Yes.
So, Mike, if somebody would be wanting to get in touch with you, have some questions and so on, how would they reach you personally? Your office.
Easiest way, give us a call, 920-735-5858. We're available Monday through Friday, and we'll be happy to sit down with anyone at any time, and we offer a free consultation. I generally spend anywhere from about 45 minutes to an hour and a half where I sit down with the individual or the couple, and we'll be very specific. We'll look at their circumstances. We'll discuss all of the options, including non-bankruptcy options, offer them some different options. It's a no-obligation session, so when we're done talking, they can go home and discuss it more and make a decision.
And it's all confidential.
It is.
All confidential.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give out those phone numbers so you can give Mike a call and ask him a question. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke.
It's great music. Randy, were you busted last week?
No, my car was.
Your car was.
Yeah.
Your car running again?
Yeah, we're doing fine
good.
Now.
Good. Well, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're sitting here with attorney Mike Shanebohm of Shanebohm Law. We're talking bankruptcy. If you have a question for Mike, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside of the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. Mike, can you summarize for us the various types of bankruptcies and maybe comment on when each is applicable to what situation?
Be happy to. The bankruptcy options are designated by chapters, and people are somewhat familiar with this. There's Chapter 7, mm-hmm. which is called liquidation. That's the formal title. That's kind of a scary title. Lawyers call it straight bankruptcy.
Okay.
There's Chapter 11, which is a business reorganization, will on occasion be filed by individuals. Chapter 13, which is called adjustment of debts of an individual with regular income, also referred to as a repayment plan.
Okay.
And I skipped one, Chapter 12, which is a reorganization for family farmers and commercial fishermen. For some reason, Congress thought they would kind of tie those two forms of industry together.
Yeah.
Chapter 7 is by far and away the most common form of bankruptcy filing, and it's typically filed by individuals. And those will more often than not be a bankruptcy filing in the consumer context, so a husband and wife or an individual with consumer debts. And straight bankruptcy, as lawyers refer to it to give it more of a kinder, gentler title, is a short process, 3.5 months long. And the objectives of that process are to give the individual or the husband and wife a fresh start. And in order to accomplish that, Congress has provided what's called a discharge to eliminate debt permanently and completely, and also added a second component to it to allow people to exempt their property, which means they get to keep their property if it's exempt.
Like a house or a car.
Right. And that's one of the biggest misconceptions and fears about bankruptcy. It has been for decades, is that if you file a Chapter 7, you'll lose your property. You'll have to give everything up.
And that, because it's a liquidation, you think you'll lose everything.
Right, right. And
but you don't.
That's why that title is scary and why lawyers have kind of moved away from that, because it is very rare that the bankruptcy court will liquidate anyone's property in a Chapter 7. Less than 5% of the cases.
Okay. Which one or do all of these apply to businesses as well as individuals?
They do all apply to businesses. Chapter 7, its application is not positive. That means the business, if it's filing for Chapter 7, it's out of business, or it will be upon filing, and it will be liquidated.
Okay. And there's no protection for business assets like there would be for consumer assets?
That's true if the business entity is an LLC.
Not a sole proprietorship.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Sole proprietors can utilize either Chapter 11 or, more frequently, Chapter 13.
Okay.
And they actually can continue to operate their business and get relief and restructuring of their debts through either one of those chapters.
Okay.
Chapter 12, as I indicated, is a restructuring, a repayment plan for family farmers and commercial fishermen.
Okay. Mike, you indicated that a Chapter 7 is a discharge, a permanent discharge of debts and obligations. What's an example of some debts or obligations that cannot be discharged under Chapter 7 bankruptcy?
Okay. There actually are 19 categories of exceptions to discharge. I promise you I won't cover those. I'll cover the most common that we run into. Recent income taxes. If the tax liability is less than 3 years, that's a very general rule. There's other criteria. You cannot discharge that tax through Chapter 7. Student loans generally cannot be discharged. Any sort of fine, penalty, or forfeiture due a governmental unit, like a traffic ticket, can't discharge that.
Okay.
And, of course, child support, alimony, and maintenance, we do certainly recognize and protect that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In your website, I noticed that one of the things that you talk about is the fact that it's a life-changing decision. How do you look at that that way? What do you mean by that being a life-changing decision?
There's really two aspects to that. It's in the context of how difficult it is to recognize that you're in a position where you need relief from your debts, and that's very difficult. But sometimes the hardest step is to pick up the phone and call the attorney and schedule the meeting. But beyond that, the life-changing aspect of it is once the decision is made, and it's made in the best interest of the individual and their family, and they can be guided through the process and understand that there is life after bankruptcy and a very positive life after bankruptcy, it changes their lives. It can save families. It can save marriages.
Okay. And like you were saying, you know, there is life after. We've noticed, I think I have anyway, over the years, the attitude about bankruptcy has changed somewhat. It used to be a real stigma. It seems that it's becoming more understood, I guess is a better word for it. Is that true?
It is more understood, both within the consumer community and the business community. And there's a recognition, a greater recognition now that people that are filing bankruptcy they're good, honest people who have through, in most instances, no fault of their own, found themselves in a very, very difficult financial situation. And that people need to have relief from their debts to have a new beginning.
Mike, what does the bankruptcy court, how do they look at retirement accounts, like someone's IRA account or 401k accounts? How do they look at those?
Those are exempt assets in almost every case. If it's a qualified retirement account, and you've just mentioned some of those, they are completely exempt and they pass through the bankruptcy. So the creditors are not going to receive any of those retirement benefits.
So the family can at least realize that if they've put $50,000 into an IRA account, that's not going to be gone.
That's right.
The other end of the bankruptcy.
That is protected.
Yeah, and that's important for people to understand what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. How do state and federal laws, is there a big difference between state and federal laws as a person goes through this process?
Well, there are differences, no doubt. And what we have in our bankruptcy system is a provision that allows the state to basically control what law can exempt or protect property. Okay. Wisconsin is one of the many states where you can use either the federal law, which is the bankruptcy code, or our state statutes to exempt and protect your property through the process. Other states have opted out of that, and you are only able to use their state exemptions if you're filing as a resident of that state.
Mm-hmm.
So quite different. And here in Wisconsin, we have the best of both.
How frequently can someone file a bankruptcy?
Chapter 7 has an 8-year waiting period.
Okay.
And basically what that means is from the date of the previous Chapter 7, you're not eligible for another Chapter 7 discharge for 8 years. You can file a Chapter 13 within that 8-year period. There are also some rules in terms of filing Chapter 13 and how soon you're eligible for another Chapter 13. So Congress has put some limitations out there, but most specifically, they have really limited how often Chapter 7 is available.
Okay. Again, one of the things we had talked about, you know, the life-changing problem and the fact of people waiting too long. When we're talking about businesses especially, are there certain red flags, certain things that people should be aware of as they're going along that they should be aware of that can cause problems?
Well, first and foremost, and really in, as a kind of an overall context to that question, when something is happening within the business that's creating significant stress within the family unit, mm-hmm. that's going to be one of the first things that I'm going to recognize in the course of my meeting with someone. But what I also see, which is unfortunate but typical, is that when people are beginning to struggle in the business setting, they will start to liquidate their personal savings and their retirement funds, and they're injecting that money into their company to basically meet expenses. Or, as bad but sometimes even worse, they're seeking out short-term high-interest credit to mm-hmm. fund the cash flow shortages in their business. And they're going to do that typically with credit cards and mm-hmm. other really bad credit choices. So
one of the worst ones I've seen is taking money out of borrowing from a 401k, retirement funds, that type of thing as well.
That's
deadly.
And that is a telltale sign to me when I talk with people that they really need to take a look at some bankruptcy alternatives in that situation.
Especially since the retirement account can be protected in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You really have to know if your business is going to have a chance to succeed if you're going to take your retirement money and put it into the business at that point in time. And that's where you need to have a good business plan. And
right.
we talk about that at SCORE all the time. People need to do a plan, not just to start their business, but every year they have to do that plan and monitor the performance of the company against the plan. Mike, tell us again, where can folks reach you? What's your contact information?
Our phone number is 920-735-5858. We're located at 516 East Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. Our website is www.shanebohmlaw.com.
And I'd like to give out the phone numbers on the air again for someone who might be listening, want to call and ask a question about of Mike about bankruptcy. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Mike, in terms of bankruptcy, you're dealing with the individual, the family, or the business, but you also deal with creditors and lenders. And you basically, in a sense, run interference, don't you, in some cases?
Well, you could say that in a sense. When I'm dealing with lenders in a business context specifically, we're actually exploring and looking into non-bankruptcy alternatives. And I do that, and it's actually a growing area in my practice over the last decade. Lenders are more willing to come to the table and try to renegotiate terms, restructure debt to help a family and their business survive. So I wouldn't describe me as a turnaround specialist, but some degree, I am getting involved in those kinds of negotiations with an eye toward avoiding a bankruptcy filing.
It's been my experience in workout turnaround situations that the business owner is very passionate and the lender can become very passionate, get very emotional conversations going. So to have someone like yourself come in and just look at the facts and try to talk about the facts of the case and avoid the emotion, try to downplay that a little bit. You can then explore other alternatives.
Yes.
And that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I really enjoy that role because we can find, in many cases, a positive outcome for both sides.
One of the other roles that you said you play is sometimes that of being in the area of receivership, where you act as the receiver for a business. A lot of people don't quite understand what that is. Could you describe what you do when you're in receivership and what your job is there?
Yes. Under our state statutes here in Wisconsin, Chapter 128 provides that a business entity can have a court-appointed receiver step in. And it comes in different varieties, but typically the receiver will operate the business for a limited period of time and get to a stage where they will liquidate. They will sell the business to another entity. I just did one of those just recently here in Outagamie County. So I'm doing more of the receivership work. I was previously for about 7 years a Chapter 7 trustee, okay. Where I was actually a liquidating trustee. And if a business would file under that chapter, I was liquidating its assets.
And that's pretty much over the dam. The business is pretty much at that point done.
Yes, with a Chapter 7 filing. That's correct. Yes.
Mike, I went out on the website and I looked at Eastern District of Wisconsin, Office of the Clerk, U.S. Bankruptcy Court. And in 2014, 13, and 12, there were 11,000, 12,000, and 13,000 banks, Chapter 7 bankruptcies. So the trend appears to be going down a little bit. That's probably due to the alleged recovery we're having in our economy today. But I think maybe people are becoming a little bit more aware of the options that are available to a bankruptcy. What would you think about that? What's been your observation on that?
I would agree with you, Tony, that the overall environment in the lending community and in the credit industry has caused some decline in the number of bankruptcy filings, and perhaps some improvement in the economy. Although I'm not willing to, I'm not willing to bank on that. No pun intended. The decline has been relatively steady since 2010.
Okay.
From 2005 through 2010, we had relatively, I wouldn't call them skyrocketing bankruptcy filing rates, but ever increasing. And so, yes, there is a steady decline. Very positive to see that, and I think it is attributable to some degree to an improved environment where creditors and banks and lenders are willing to try and help people find a way out short of bankruptcy.
In terms of one of the terms that we hear in bankruptcy, I hear about it. I did as a lender, still do in my business, but there's a preference period. And obligations are paid before the date of filing. Could you explain the preference period?
And this is a very, very harsh
reality.
Reality. Yeah. Let's take a Chapter 7 filing. There is a 90-day look-back period from the date the case is filed.
So if someone files on June 1st, they're going to look back to March 1st.
Correct. And they must disclose any payments that they've made to creditors who are unsecured, so creditors that don't have liens. And if the total payment to that creditor is more than $600, the trustee that's appointed on the case under bankruptcy law can demand that money back from the creditor. It's basically leveling the playing field, getting the money back from the creditor who was preferred, and then distributing that money amongst all of the creditors that are similarly situated. Mm-hmm. And there's a little further dimension to this rule that's even harsher. There's a one-year look-back period if the creditor is a insider, and that includes relatives. So when people have paid their relatives money back.
Like a family member or something.
Right, and that is really, really a difficult situation.
Now, in my business, I had that happen to me a number of years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I was working with a client, and he paid me a check. I think it was $1,000. And then he filed bankruptcy like 89 days or 88 days later.
Yes.
Good time.
So I had to give back the $1,000 to the receiver.
There is a change in the law that would have helped you then, but didn't. And if the entity that ultimately files bankruptcy is an incorporated entity, the preference amount has to be more than $6,250.
Yeah.
So they've raised that so that the smaller business transactions with creditors don't get caught in that preference.
Well, I think we're going to take a next break, but I just want to say this. This is a very complicated topic. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening and you have a question about bankruptcy, we're going to come back on the next segment. It's going to be a short one. But give Mike a call next week. Mike, again, what's your number?
920-735-5858.
Yeah, it's a very complicated process, and Mike is gracious enough to offer a free consulting service up front just to discover what the situation is and see if he can really help you. So don't forget to give Mike a call if you need to talk to him. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're here with attorney Mike Shanebohm of Shanebohm Law. We're talking about bankruptcy. It's been a very good segment. If you didn't catch all the program, please go back to our website, starting probably Wednesday, mm-hmm. be able to listen to the program at biztalkwithscore.com. You can listen to Mike's program. Mike, we had a great conversation this morning so far on bankruptcy. We have a few minutes left. Do you have any recommendations, like other organizations where people might go to learn about their financial literacy so they don't even have to be faced with this dilemma of enough bad things happen by mistake? But where could people go to be literate about their finances?
I have several suggestions. This community has community organizations that really, really care and want to help. And one that has been here for, I think, close to 40 years is FISC. That's Financial Information and Service Center. And they are affiliated with Goodwill Industries,
right. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding organization, particularly they'll work with people in the business context, but more so in the consumer context.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out to them. And certainly SCORE, what a great mm-hmm. organization SCORE is. And, you know, it's got business owners, former business owners, mm-hmm. people that will come alongside and mentor people. It's got attorneys that are participating and lenders, bankers. So wonderful, great organization. And, of course, there are individual organizations like yours, Tony, Priora Cash Flow Management.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna make a pitch for you because you bring a wealth of knowledge to this field, and you can help a lot of people, and they just need to reach out.
Thank you, Mike. Post-bankruptcy, people are filed bankruptcy, the gavel comes down. What's life like? What have they learned? What do they do?
Well, the majority of people have learned some difficult lessons, and they make those mid-course adjustments in their life. I have very few repeat customers, and I'm grateful for that.
Okay. Well, we're at that point. We got about a minute left. Can you give us your biz tip for the day, so the people listening out there?
Biz tip for the day is, you know, you fear what you don't know, so you really need to do research, whether that's before starting a business, while you're operating your business, or after the demise of your business, find out what resources and help are available.
Okay. Dare I say a business plan?
A business plan is key.
That'd be very appropriate. It's crucial. Right. Mike, one more time. How do folks get a hold of you?
920-735-5858.
I want to thank you, Mike, for coming in this morning. It was a very informative program.
Thanks, Tony.
It was tough to pull you away from that NCAA tournament, but it was worth it. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.